Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 good evening. It's another day that the Lord has permitted for us to be in. Thank God for Jesus. I thank God for his blood. Truly, I thank God tonight for life, health, and strength. I am so glad that Jesus loved me and that he died for me so that I would have the right to the tree of life and not end up in a burning hell. I am just so happy to be with you all tonight on this Blog Talk Radio. Things are happening all around, but we are yet in the land of the living, yet able to give God the thanks, the praise, the glory, and the honor. As I often say, nobody can do me like Jesus. Nobody can do me like the Lord. Another songwriter said, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. I am so happy in Christ today. I tell you, I don't know what I would do without the Lord in my life. Do you hear what I said? I said, I don't know what I would do without the Lord in my life. I tell you, because he makes ways out of his way. Because no way shows up to buffet us and to stop us and to block us. But Jesus said, behold, I am the way. I am the truth and I am the life. So therefore, I give him praise and glory for making a way for me and for you out of his way. I used to hear the saints of old said, I don't know how I made it. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. But I always had something to say to many people's comments. And I said, well, if you don't know how you got over, then I don't think you got over yet. Because if you don't know, David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. He knew where God had brought him from. He knew how he got over. He knew that if it had not been, because he said so, for the Lord on my side, ooh, tell me, where would I be? Oh, yeah, the enemy's trying to flick my voice again, but it's all right. We say in my church, grand old church of God in Christ, if I couldn't say a word, I would wave my hand. Oh, bless his name, but I got to go on TV for you to see my hand waving. But God sees my hand, and my hand is waving. Oh, bless his name. I am blessing the Lord at all times, and his praises are going to continually. Be in my mouth, for my soul shall make my boast in the Lord. Oh, my God, people of God, hear what I'm saying to you on this evening. God is worthy to be praised, and we got to learn how to stop complaining, murmuring, and begin to bless God. I don't have my newly husband with me tonight. Sunday is my anniversary of 1 year. But I have no husband to celebrate it with. But I still have Jesus. Oh, bless his name. They had a commercial years ago. I'm going to bring on mother in a minute. But we had a commercial years ago, said, got milk? Oh, bless his name. I'm a lover of commercials because what God does with me with certain commercials, he gives me sermons from watching the commercial. That particular commercial said, got milk? And they had the milk all around their lips where they had been drinking the milk. So it was evident that they had milk. Lord, I look like I'm trying to preach over it. It was evident that they had milk because the evidence was around the lips. I'm wondering, if anybody asking you, do you have Jesus tonight? Can they see the evidence when they look at you that Jesus is in your life? Glory, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I got Jesus tonight. And I got the evidence. Oh, bless his name. I preached that sermon, Mother Janie. I preached that sermon back in 2016, Got Milk. And I preached it at Apostle Gurney Ford Church. Gurney S. Ford, who lives on John's Island from down in Petersfield. She come from, she's a small, she came to your Sandra, your niece. She's Sandra's first cousin. That's sister and brother children. And Pastor Gurney had me to come and preach at her church that Sunday. And my sermon that Sunday was Got Milk. And those people kind of looked at me like I came from outer space somewhere, like I was a UFO, you know, unidentified object flying or walking. And as God began to break that Got Milk down, I guarantee you every hand in the place was waving. Oh, bless his name. Got Milk? That's the question tonight. You got a complaint, but do you have milk to back you up? Oh, my God, there's a scripture, I believe, in Revelation that it says that a land flowing with milk, bless his name, and honey. See, I ain't no fool. I say what God tell me to say. I do what God tell me to do. Somebody on this line tonight need milk. The evidence need to be that you got Jesus. I'm calling Jesus your milk tonight. Have you got milk tonight? Can it be seen that you are a child of the Most High God? When trials come your way, can you still time thank you? When trials come your way, can you bless the Lord at all times? Or are you going to backslide and say, God, let me down? Yes, I felt as though God had let me down when he took my husband home, but I still had to tell him thank you. Because the God I serve make no mistakes. He's a good God. He's a worthy God to be praised. And that's what the enemy want to do. The enemy want to keep us so that we can't bless God at all times. But David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. It has to become a personal thing with you. You got to learn how to bless the Lord in season and out of season. You got to bless his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I sit here tonight with an anniversary day with no husband to celebrate with me. But I still got, as the songwriter said, after all, thank you, Jesus. After all that I've been through, I still have my joy. Lonely days and lonely nights, but after all that I've been through, weeping may endure but for the night, but joy is coming in the morning. I want to bless God right now for his benefits, for it is the Lord, as the psalmist said, it is the Lord who loadeth us daily. It ain't you. It is the Lord who loadeth us daily with the, it ain't the food pantry. No, it's not. It is the Lord who loadeth us daily with benefits. It's not your job. Your job plays a part in it, but it's the Lord who loadeth us daily with benefits. I want to give praise. Every praise is to our God. Every praise is to our God. Oh, my soul, love Jesus. Bless his name. He's a wonder, mama, in my soul. Yes, he is. He's a wonder, hallelujah, in my soul. Yes, I've got trials and I've got troubles and I'm looking that I don't know how I'm going to come through this, and I don't know how I'm going to come through that. But let me tell you what happened with that. That's my flesh talking. My flesh says I don't know how I'm going to come through this. My flesh says it doesn't know how I'm going to come through that. But my spirit man says, but they that wait upon the Lord, my God, today, he shall renew your strength. They don't know how I'm doing it. They don't know how you're doing it. Oh, you should have lost your mind. Yes, my flesh should have lost its mind. But my spirit man said, man, God got you. God got this. You just got to learn how to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob will strengthen thine heart. I'm going to pause now and let Mother Janie come on and bless us with the song of her choosing on this Wednesday night. I just want everybody that's listening to my voice, I can't hear you, but you can hear me. But I just want to hear you say, to God be the glory. Every time you say that, you slap the devil upside the head, and he's got to flee. To God be the glory. Oh, bless his name. Mother, it's in your hands. Thank you, Jesus.
Good afternoon, everybody on this virtual line. First, I want to give honor to my God. I want to thank him for all the blessing that he has bestowed upon me. And as I was telling Pastor Patricia on yesterday, I saw one of my friends in the Piggly Wiggly in Hollywood where I live, and I didn't even really get a chance to talk to her because as soon as I saw her, somebody else was coming in the same direction, and they end up in a conversation. But I know this girl, Rita, for a long time, long, long time. And we are friends, and I know what she's been through with her son by getting shot. And I know what she's been through, her husband, Harvey. I know what she's been through with Harvey, and he died. And, oh, my gosh, she's just a good friend of mine. And then as I were in the store, and didn't even get a chance to talk to her, I got what I had to get, and I left. Went to the register and paid for it, and I didn't see her again. But as I came out of the store, you know, I like singing. I hum all day long for song come to me. And this song just came to me, and I said, God, just because I see Rita, this song came to me, but I want you to know that the song I'm about to sing just came to me again. And the song is My God is Real. My God is real. And the song just go like this. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him deep within. See, there are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Don't you know? Yes, God is real, real in my Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me Some postmen doubt. Some postmen scorn. All can desert and leave me alone. But as for me, I'll take God's part. For God is real, and I can feel Him in my heart. Don't you know? Yes, God is real. Real, ill in my soul. Yes, God is real. For He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. I cannot tell just how you felt when Jesus took your sins away. But since that day, oh, since that hour, God has been real, for I can feel His holy power. Don't you know? Yes, God is real. Real in my soul. Yes, God is real. For He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Don't you know? Yes, God is real. Real in my real, in my soul. Yes, God is real. For He has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for He has made me whole. Don't you know? Yes, God is real. Real in my real, in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. His love for me, is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel in my soul. Oh, my God. Yes, God is real. I want singing that song for my family. I sing the song tonight for Mother Blondie, my friend Jackie, my friend Rita, and I sing that song for everybody all over this world. Because with the time that we see now, you better believe that God is real. And I thank Him for that song, even for myself, even for myself. Because with all I'm going through, I know God is real. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Amen. We thank God for Mother, her singing every week for us. She doesn't get an offering to sing the songs of Zion. And I thank God for her. As I stated once before, I've been on the air come October, the fourth Sunday in October. I've been on Blog Talk Radio. Dr. Gregory Scott sponsored me according to the will of God, and
the prophecy of God that came in 1984 that I would be on the radio. And since then, I've had other prophecies about television as well. But I thank God for Jesus tonight, and I thank him for what he has done. Let me just tell you this. I want to encourage you, believers. God is not slack concerning his promise. God will give you a promise, and sometimes because he's God, he doesn't put a time with it. When the prophet prophesied in 1984 that I would be on the radio, he didn't say what kind of radio it would be. He just said that I would be on the radio. And God allowed me to meet my husband, Dr. Gregory M. Scott, I met him on July the 17th in 2012. And we became friends. He wanted to pray for me because I had my right arm in a sling, for I had fallen and broken. Matter of fact, it wasn't broken. The words the doctors used were shattered. Something broken, they can patch that together, but my shoulder was shattered completely beyond fixing. And the only thing they suggested was that they make me a new shoulder of metal. And I began to beseech God, and I said, God, why? And I hear people say, you can't ask God why, but when you live for God, and he is Abba Father to you, you can ask him why and expect an answer. Now, if you're not living according to the will of God and the way God said we should live, then you really don't have a right to question God at all. But when you're living the way God has set for you to live, then you have every right to come before the throne of God boldly. And I said, God, why did this happen to me? Why, God, do I have to have, now I'm in the ER laying on the bed there, and I'm talking to God and the nurses and the doctors and other people who was in there not well, and I'm saying, God, why did this happen this way? And of course, you know, God did not answer me. I expected an answer. He did not answer me directly. He just corrected me. He said, indirect, I did answer. Thank you, Jesus, for the correction. See, if you're fine-tuned, you'll hear him when he speaks. If you're not fine-tuned, you'll miss it because he speaks in a soft voice. Only time God is yelling is when he is really about to make a change in your life, and he has to do that to get your attention. So as I lay there in the hospital in New York, and I'm talking to God about a brand new shoulder, and I said, God, I don't want a brand new shoulder. I want my shoulder that you gave me. So I'm laying there, and the nurse came in and said, Miss Benjamin, I'm going to give you something for the pain. And I said to the nurse, I said, I don't know if I want anything or not. She said, well, we have to give you something to help with the pain. So my aunt knew what was going on with me, and I have a cousin, which is her daughter, who worked at this hospital. So my aunt got a hold to my little cousin who worked at this hospital where I lay in pain. And when they brought me around to where my cousin worked for x-rays or whatever they did, I was in so much pain till I was really out of it somewhat. And my little cousin came up to me and began to pray and said, "Patty, don't worry. It's going to be all right." And she kissed me on my forehead. And she said, "Mom said to tell you that she'll be here as soon as she finished taking her bath." I was in so much pain, I didn't even respond. But I did think, I'm saying, now, Auntie did not have to take a bath. She could have just wiped off and grabbed something and came on. Now she got to get all in the tub and everything. I stopped aching for a moment and started murmuring and complaining. But she was on time because it gave me and God a chance to talk about what was going on with me. I'm going to get you there in a minute. I feel like I already preached, so I can tell the story now. But anyhow, when my aunt arrived at the hospital, she asked, could she come back to see her niece, whose name is Patricia Benjamin? And they said, "Well, just a second, we'll see." I said, "Let my aunt in, please." So they let my Aunt Bertha in. She came in, Mother Janie, you'll like this. She came in with her bottle of Blessed All, and she wasn't ashamed of who might see her all. She came in with that Blessed All, and I was crying, and she said, "Patty, don't cry. God's going to fix this." I said, "Auntie Bird," I said, "they want to take me to the OR and make me a brand new shoulder with screws and metal and pins and all of that." Mine at that time, she said, "The devil is a liar." And you know what? She didn't care who heard her. And she said, "Patty, whose report will you believe?" I said, "I'm going to believe the report of the Lord because his report says I am healed." She said, "All right then, they ain't making you no new shoulder. You going home." She said, "Let me put this oil on you." And she said, "I won't touch your shoulder. I know you're in a lot of pain." And she poured that oil on me, my God, today. And she began to rebuke and bind up the hand of the enemy. Because by this time, the doctor was upset because he wants them to get me ready for the OR, and she's in there calling on the name Jesus. Oh, bless his name. And when my aunt got finished praying, the nurse peeked her head around the curtain. I said, "Come here, nurse." I said, "Get me ready to go home. I'm going home. I'm not having no surgery. God's going to do this for me. My aunt has prayed." I said, "I'm going home. Call my brother. Tell him come pick me up. I'm going home." So I came home. And then I sent for my first husband of 34 years. And he's deceased. And I've had two husbands that God gave me my divorce. I'm not a divorcee. Both of my husbands are deceased. Left me a widow. Okay? So, we called for my husband to come and get me. So he came up from Delaware. And I stayed in New York that night, and I called my doctor in Delaware. And I talked to the nurse. She said, "Well, Dr. Conway is away on vacation, and he isn't back, Pat, until next week." I'm trying to help somebody to understand that when God speak a thing, God will perform it. When God speak a thing, God will perform it. You don't have to try to help God make it happen. God will do it in his time. So with that being said, I said, well, there's no need for me to rush home to Delaware. I can't see my doctor. I might as well stay here and go home next week. So she made me an appointment to see the doctor. So I stayed in New York. Well, as I was in New York, I began to mend some with the instructions from God. I said, God, what do I do? How do I go about this? They say, don't take a shower for 2 weeks. God said, you can take a shower. So I took my swing off and got ready to go in the shower, and my husband said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to go take a shower. He said, didn't them people tell you not to take a shower for 2 weeks? I said, yeah, they did, but God said I could. He said, oh, well, go ahead then. He didn't mess with that because he knew that I had a relationship with the Lord. So I went and I took my shower and I felt better. When I got here to Delaware, my doctor looked at me and he said, what happened? And I told him. He said, I'm going to send you to the orthopedic surgeon. But this is what my doctor said. I'm going to send you to the surgeon because he's better equipped to handle this. But I'm sending him a message on the computer right now that I'm sending you, but I want no surgery. My God, today. That this is my doctor who said what God and my Aunt Bert said, no surgery. That was 2012. So as I was walking in the neighborhood where I live in Delaware, and I came out of my house, and I usually make a right turn walking towards the water, and God spoke to me and said, go left. I said, huh? He said, left. So I walked left. And as I walked left, I got to the end of the street so I could go either left or right. I said, well, which way do I go now, God? He said, left. And as I continued to walk left, there is where Dr. Scott and I met for the first time. And he said, hello, young lady. I said, hello, sir. He said, it's very hot out here. And you're out here walking with no water or anything. He says, I don't understand you women. You all can take this heat and the men can't. Said, because you happen, he said, and I don't happen to have a bottle of water to offer you, ma'am. I said, that's fine, sir. Because I didn't know who he was. So he said, what happened to your arm? I said, my shoulder. He said, what happened? I said, I fell. And I shattered the ball that causes the arm to move. He says, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to pray for you. He said, I'd like to get rid of your pain. He says, I have a ministry called Universal Healer, the Light Giver. I said, no, sir, I got Percocet and Jesus for my pain. And I kept on stepping. He said, excuse me, let me give you my card just in case the Percocet isn't working for you anymore. I said, yeah, okay. He said, where do you go to church? I said, lifting up holy hands, Church of God in Christ. He said, where is that at? I said, Forest Avenue. He said, oh, I might just stop by. I said, help yourself. The church doors are always open to newcomers. Well, he was the man that God chose to put me on Blog Talk Radio. My God, today. So you never know how God is going to bring about his spoken word in your life. Because in 2006, I met a prophet. And the prophet told me that one day I would be a widow, that I would no longer be married. to Mr. Sherman, but she said, I see another man coming, and he's a bald-head man, and you're going to marry this boy. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not. When I get free, I'll be free until Jesus comes. She said, well, for sure, as I'm talking to you, the bald-head man is coming. He's a nice man, and he's going to do a lot of nice things for you. And eventually, as time goes by, when God permits, you will be married to that man. I said, no, I won't either. I was just a grumbling, you know. I said, shucks, I ain't married nobody. I said, and a boy, dude, just, I ain't fooling with that. You know how we talk against what the prophet is telling us sometimes. But however, it did come to pass. I met him in 2012, and we were married later on in life. He put me on Blog Talk Radio with the psychic. I didn't like that. But God said I would be on the radio. He didn't say how, who, when, or where, but I would be on the radio. And then when I said the church people are complaining about, why is the advertisement talking about the psychic? So he said, let me get you off of here. And he put me on this radio station that I am now, Blog Talk Radio, by myself, and it's a Christian station for me. So that's a little bio. So Dr. Scott and I were married a short time, but he's been my friend. 2012, I met him. And that would be on the 17th of July, would have been 10 years that I've known him. So I miss my friends and my husband. To God be the glory. I want you to know that also July 17th was very special to me because that is my niece's birthday, Sister Tanya. That's when my niece was born. On the 17th day of July, I believe, and I won't tell her age, but I believe she was born on a Tuesday when I got the call from my mother and said, hey, you got a niece? I said, oh, boy. So I wanted to start shopping right away, buying all kind of pretty little dresses for that baby. And I still love my niece the same way I did when my mother gave me the news that she had arrived. So that's why the 17th of July is also so special to me. And that's why Gregory and I last year, when we saw that the 17th was on a Saturday, we could not let that day go by without uniting in holy matrimony. So pray for me. I'll get through this like I've gotten through the other things in my life. Just lift me up in prayer. Let's go to the Word of God. My time is almost up. Remember, we are taking our summer recess for the month of August. A lot of people travel in the month of August. They have to get their children back to college. They have to get the younger children back in school. So I'm giving the month of August. Dr. Scott and I always did do that. Take the month of August to let people just enjoy themselves. If they're at the pool at 6:30, they don't have to say, oh, I got to get back to the house so I can listen to the broadcast. So we thank you and we bless you. And we'll be back after the Wednesday, after Labor Day. I'll look at the calendar so I can give the exact date. Let's go to the gospel for about 5 minutes. I just want to give this encouraging word to someone tonight who needs an encouraging word.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
Well, she is ready.
Peter and John about to go into
and
the temple.
I'm not ready. She's ready to start reading, and I'm not ready to have Sister read for us tonight. That's automatically does when I'm tired, don't eyes don't see well, don't feel like reading, I'll just let her read the word of God to me, and I'll follow along as I listen. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." I want to let you know tonight that what's coming in the world and what's already here that we don't yet know about, we don't have Peter and John anymore to look upon, but we have Jesus. All we have to do tonight is just put your eye on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. It is good to call your sister to pray for you. It is good to call your brother to pray for you. It's even good to call your minister to pray for you. There's nothing wrong with that. There's no sin to ask a child of God to pray for you. But what I want to point out here tonight, the man laying lame did not ask Peter or John to pray for him. Perhaps he didn't know that they were Christians. Perhaps they did not know that he possessed a power from on high. Maybe this man never knew that there was such a thing like prayer that could make a difference in one's situation. God, I thank you. Let me just say that again. Maybe this lame man had no clue. He was laid there daily and nothing transpired at the temple. My God, today. He was laid at a place where power should have existed. But yet, day after day after day after day, nothing happened. My God, today. He had to be tired of waiting for someone to drop a coin in his cup. So he hollered out to Peter and John. He says, "Give me alms." He asked for John and Peter to give me alms. In other words, give me a coin. Drop a coin, you know, back in biblical times, in ancient times, they didn't deal with paper money. It was coins that they dealt with. Man, this scripture, the third verse, say, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. So now you know the location of the man, and you know the location of Peter and John. They were all at a designated place. God puts you in place to be blessed. Sometimes you're there a little while longer than you think you should be, but he puts you there at the right time, at the appointed time, to be blessed. By the way, I have use of my right arm and my shoulder and my hand. I want to tell you, I serve you. Notice that the very next day, after I had fallen on the 23rd day of May of 2012, that I was writing out checks with a shoulder that had been destroyed that the doctor said I never had use of. Don't tell me what God can do. Yes, yes. I didn't have Peter and John, but I had Bertha Ward, oh, bless his name, to pray for me. I had Letitia Matt to pray for me. I had a brother, Pastor Benjamin, to pray for me. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. And some of the other saints in the neighborhood, when the word went out, what had happened, they began to pray. So they all met up at the designated place, was calling on the name of Jesus, asking him to have mercy, asking God to move, asking God to heal her body, heal her arm, whatever. But they went to God at the appointed time and asked God to move on my behalf. Oh, bless his name. So, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. That had to have sounded strange to that man laying there. Look on us. I'm asking for money. I see y'all. Can you just imagine for a moment? I'm asking for alms. I have no job, can't work, can't walk, have to have means to live, have to have food and some kind of roof over my head. He didn't stay there. The description lets us know that he was brought there. He didn't live there because he couldn't walk. He didn't put up a tent there. The scripture said he was brought there to the temple. My God, today. So he's like, what is up with these dudes? I'm asking for alms, and he's telling me to look on. Look on us. Well, what is it about you that I got to look on you? Well, see, Peter and John felt like if he could walk, he would have no need to beg for alms. He could go and work and make money for himself. And that's a lot of problem with us, with our children. We don't want them to walk for themselves. We'd rather keep giving them alms than to help them by getting them some education, by telling them that you can't stay here for free because your free time is over. You're an adult now. You're grown. So now it's time for you to rise and walk. I'll let you stay here, but you're going to have to get a job, and you're going to pay, not what I pay, but you're going to pay something to lodge here. I know that sounds strange to your children when you've given them everything from A to Z. Now you want them to pay. Well, we were raised, you go give something. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver. See, because the man was still expecting. He paid attention to them because they're crazy. Well, everybody dropped something in my cup. And here come these strange guys talking about, look at them. What's so special about them that I got to look at them and they can't put something in my cup? That's all I'm after. I'm satisfied with something in the cup. And too many people can have the best, but they're satisfied with just something in their cup. They can have the best that God has to offer, but they're just satisfied with just something in their cup. They rather beg alms than have Jesus. My God, today, you'd rather be trapped by the enemy than to have Jesus. My God, let me move on. My time is almost up. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, today, rise up and walk. Do you want to walk? Or do you want something in your cup? That's the topic I would use tonight. Do you want something in your cup or do you want to walk? My God, today. Do you want something in your cup that only benefits you for a minute or a moment? Or do you want to walk where you can keep on walking and you can have them both, what's in your cup and walk in the name? See, Peter and John just didn't tell the man to look on us like we were all that. He went on to finish it to tell him, look, I don't have any money to give you. And at this point in time, I'm really glad I don't have any money to give you, because money only takes you one day at a time. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth adds to your life daily. My God, today. Out of my shape. God, I thank you. Do you want to walk tonight, or do you just want something dropped in your cup? I'm glad this message is being recorded on Blog Talk, because I can go back and listen to this message again. But I'm asking tonight, do you want something in your cup tonight, or do you want to walk? Do you want the man of God or the woman of God to say unto you, rise up and walk? Come on out of this valley situation that you've been in and can't seem to rise above. Sometimes up, you like that song. Sometimes up and sometimes down, almost level to the ground. That's not scripture. It's a song. So do you want what's in the cup, or do you want Jesus? Do you want Jesus to raise you up tonight? Or do you want to keep on going through holding your cup? My God. I love Jesus. Remember now, I don't know what God's going to say, because I don't write anything down. I go with what he give me as I stand here. Peter and John said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now watch this. Verse number 7, watch this. Oh, I'm reading from Acts, the 3rd chapter, and I started at the first verse. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, talking about the man, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. He was not ashamed for what God had bestowed upon him. He went walking, the scripture said, and leaping, but better than that, he went praising God. See, Peter had told him about God. How Peter told him about God was when he started this sentence with, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I'm going to give unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He introduced it to Jesus right there. He was the ankle fixer, oh, bless his name. He was the foot fixer. And the Bible said he rose up. Why? Because the name of Jesus will rise you. It will raise you. It will cause you to rise. It will raise you up. And then when God raises you up out of your valley situation, you ought not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You ought not be ashamed. You ought to be bold like my aunt when she walked into the hospital and didn't care who saw her all. She didn't care who heard her calling on the name of Jesus. And right today I stand with my right arm in place. No medal. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But God allowed that tragedy to bring forth his word that he spoke in 1984, that I would be on the radio preaching the gospel. God God allowed the word he spoke. He brought it to pass the way he wanted to bring it to pass. Because, you see, my husband, not at that time, but he was my husband for 10 months. Okay, let's put it that way. Well, my husband, let's say Gregory Scott, Dr. Scott, had fallen from grace. He was out of the ark of safety. He had come out of being an atheist because he felt like God was cruel for some of the things that he encountered as a young man. So he fell out with God. Being a preacher's son who heard about God, fell out with God. But some kind of way he kind of got back in line some, but in another type of religion that had nothing to do with my Jesus. Now you see whose name that Peter and John used. They didn't use God's name. He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now we can't omit God, because God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, Jesus and God are the same. But it's the name Jesus whereby men can only be saved, not by the name of God, but by the name of Jesus. So meeting me, I'm the Christian girl. I'm in the ark of safety. I am blessing God. I am blessing Jesus. I am witnessing for God. I am witnessing for Jesus. I had to go after him and pull him out, so that when the day came of May 12th of 2022, 10 years later, God was able to take him home as a born-again believer. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He did not die believing that this man with blonde hair, and I'm not talking about the ones that they got pictures of, but this was a man in the outfit that he was in until he met me, the Christian girl, that prayed him out and brought him out to believe that Jesus Christ is the way, the only way. See, the man had blue eyes. Matter of fact, when I saw the man, a picture he had of him, I said, who is this? Because I feel demonic spirits coming from this picture. Y'all be careful what you put in your house. Be careful what you allow to be watched on your television. Spirits come through. Spirits travel through. You don't have to open the door for the spirit to come in. A spirit can come through. And many times we invite them by what we allow to go on. But before God took him home, he made sure that he was back in the right place with him to be able to go home and wait for the day when the Lord shall crack the sky. Hopefully he will be one of those that Jesus said that I'm bringing the saints with me. I pray that he will be one of the ones. But if he isn't, I don't want to see him, because that means I went where he went, and I want to see Jesus. Oh, bless his name. My time is almost up. Let me just finish this. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. God the Father, God the Son. We thank you, precious God, for this evening that we have gathered here in your name to worship you. That you are the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. God, I ask that you would let not this word fall on deaf ears, but for everyone that have heard it tonight, know that there is a name whereby you can cause us to leave our cup and get up and walk. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Those of you that are listening, I ask you this evening to put your cup away, grab a hold of Jesus in faith, and walk whatever your situation is, whatever the current status is that you're in, you can walk tonight. You don't have to beg alms of anyone, and I'm not just referring to money, but I'm referring to begging alms of anyone, because there is a Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has the power to help you rise up this evening and walk. We are getting ready to close out the broadcast. I have the broadcast is set for 90 minutes. So that's an hour and a half. So I usually just do an hour. So I still have, this tape is still running, but I want to play. I always close out, and I will work on getting my computer going the month of August while I'm off, so that you can hear our opening song, Benny Cummings. So let's listen to Bishop Marvin Winans, and I close with this, and if you hang up before then, it's fine, but I thank you. And if you want to listen to the song in its entirety, it will not cut off before the time. Amen. God bless you tonight. Do what thus saith the Lord. I tell you, I just thank God for Jesus, because he's so real in my soul right now. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I don't know what I'm loading right now. Oh, I think I know what I'm loading. I'm not exactly sure. But I want to get to that song in a few minutes so that you can hear it. I don't even know who I got right now. So, but just give me a few moments. I have hit something and changed the whole screen. But we got Loretta Devine is up preaching, and Fantasia is coming through the door, so maybe she's going to sing instead of Bishop Winans. Let's see what we got going on here. Just bear with me. I hope you can hear her. I believe I'm going out tomorrow night to the revival, but I'm going to bless God anyhow. Don't care what it looked like. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Hey, I'm happy in Jesus. Oh, bless his name. I don't know what I changed with this thing. I had it set up to do one thing, and I ended up doing another. So I understand if you all shut your phone off. Listen to this. Oh, yes. Do not pass me by. That's for somebody. It's playing twice with a different singer.
Let me at that throne of mercy.
Let me at that throne of mercy.
Find a sweet relief. Would you
Thank you. Don't miss Matterson on Friday Now Sales.